little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So dermatology is the next area. Let's have a dip into acne then. So present. So you've got a patient who is a teenager. Let's say they're female. So let's call her Gemma. So she's presenting with acne. And I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. So these are the red flag questions linking to acne. So how's this affecting you, Gemma?
Well, it does bother me, you know, going to school, because I guess it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? It's not like I'm the only one, but I don't like it.
So it's affecting your confidence a little bit, yeah. Gemma, do you get any painful acne cysts at all?
No, it's more just these spots that you can see.
I think it probably is worthwhile talking a little bit about acne and the sorts of things that we talk about when we're sharing information with patients about acne. There's some written material that the listeners might want to refer to in here. So we're just going to give an example when we're talking to Gemma of the words that you might use as a doctor when talking about management of acne and suggesting options for treatment with acne. So Gemma, your acne's relatively mild, but you sound keen to try something to help with it at this stage. Perhaps you might be interested in using a cream, for example.
Yeah, that would be fine.
So the cream potentially could irritate your skin initially, so you might want to try it maybe on a small area and maybe on alternate days in the first instance.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, though, because it can tend to bleach your pillows and your sheets, so you might want to apply it just after your evening meal and make sure that your sheets are not the best ones to start off with.
Okay.
but don't expect anything to change very quickly. It normally takes 2 or 3 months before you get any sort of response in terms of an improvement with using a cream like this or any treatment for acne for that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important that if you do get painful cysts, which might suggest that your acne is getting a bit worse, then I'm very happy to talk to you on the phone or see you more urgently if necessary.
Okay.
So perhaps we could play another scenario over between us, and I'm now Johnny, and I'm again a teenager, and my acne is perhaps a little bit worse than our previous young lady was.
Okay. So, Johnny, it does look like you actually have quite sort of nasty acne with some very painful cysts, and that can actually make your skin prone to having scars as you get older. So I don't know how you feel about this, but one of the options would actually be for us to refer you at this point to the skin specialist, a dermatologist, because they have a drug that they can consider using for more severe acne called isotretinoin.
Mm.
I mean, if you would consider that, we should probably just arrange a couple of blood tests here at the practice first, just to make sure that there's nothing wrong with your liver or with the sort of fat levels in your blood. And then we could do the referral for you to the skin specialist. Would it help for me to tell you a wee bit about the treatment with isotretinoin?
I think that I read something about this because I was reading in one of these information leaflets that I found online about this, and it was suggesting that nowadays, because this used to be used a lot in the past, but it was also it tended to dry the skin out quite badly. So people weren't very keen on it back in the day. But nowadays, it's possible to give really low doses. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it can dry the skin out, but even at low dose, it can be quite effective. So the dermatologists will use it quite happily with quite severe acne, as long as you're tolerating it okay, because it is so effective.
I've got an older sister as well who's got quite bad acne, and I think she might potentially be interested in seeing you about this. Is it worthwhile her coming in?
Yeah, of course. There is another dimension to the treatment plan when you're female. As a woman, there's a potential for you to get pregnant, and actually this drug can be dangerous in pregnancy. So not dangerous to you, but dangerous to your sister's unborn baby if she were to get pregnant. So it would be fine, but another thing she'd just have to think about would the need for contraception. So we could definitely discuss that here, though, because that's something we can also sort out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'd like that. So I need to have a blood test first then, do I?
Yeah, so ideally you come back and have your blood tests, and then we would consider if the results are okay, sure, we can write to the skin specialist.
Okay.
So I think with acne, if you're dealing with mild to moderate acne in general practice, the time frames are really important to include in any of your treatment plans, because I think expectation around recovery or improvement in your symptoms is really important to address. And so that's something you can bring into a safety net. So you might safety net for the first scenario with slightly milder to moderate acne, something like this. So I know we've agreed on a cream that you're going to try, and you're happy you know how to use it, but it is likely to actually take maybe up to 3 months, certainly 6 weeks, for it to be making any benefit. And that means it's important to continue using it consistently. If you don't feel that it's actually made any improvement at the 3 month mark and things are really not any better and you're still quite bothered in terms of your confidence, then definitely come back and we can try one of the other options. If you do feel it's knocking your confidence to the point where your mood's actually lower, then you can come back more, you know, sooner. Or if you do develop these painful cysts on your skin, then we need to see you earlier.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.